This will be Eva Menachai. You can't even give this piece to me to a goy to eat. It's not called the food. If you could give it to a goy, it's not Eva Menachai, it'll be Mutta. It'll be Mekabel Tumas Eichlin. But food that Eva Menachai, that has missed even to a goy, if Shimon holds, there's no, it wouldn't be Mekabel Tumas, it wouldn't be Mekabel Tumas. And Kori Eichel. Or Malay Reb Zevel Rabasi, Duma maybe no. Duma maybe, time of the, you know what the reason of Shimon is time of the Reb Shimon Hossam, Hoyle Mura Mura. Maybe it's different than our Mishnah. Shimon holds maybe because since it's still attached to the Baal Chai, this meat that's hanging or the limb that's hanging. The reason why Stam Mekabel Tumah, not because he can't feed it to a goy, but maybe because since it's still attached to the behemoth, it's called part of the behemoth, it's called part of the Baal Chai. And therefore, it's not Mekabel Tumah. Because it's still a Baal Chai, but maybe once it's dead completely, even though it's Nevi Menachai, maybe it would be Mekabel Tumah Seichel. The time we learned. Yichru, you have this branch, Sheltena, from a fig tree. Shenifshach, it broke off. Umura, the klipa, still attached a little bit by its bark. So the Yehuda Mitar, the Yehuda holds that the Paris is Torah, came to Mekabel Tumah, still called Mechuba. The Chomayim, you know, it depends. In Yochol, if the fruit could live for this attachment, so Torah, then about the fruit is still called growing, it's still attached to Mekabel Tumah. The imlav, if the branch cannot live, the fruit cannot live, then tamay. For Yamin Loch, and I say back, my time with Rabbi Yehuda, what's the reason of Rabbi Yehuda that he says here it's Tor? Why? Arlechura, it can't live anymore, so why does it say it's Tor? The Yamati Lon, and you said back to me, the Torah says, Hayulamura Mura, that since Lamaisa, the branch is still attached, even though it's only by the bark, and even though the tree can't live the way it is now, but since it's attached, it's still called Mechuba Lekarka. Therefore, it's not Mekabel Tumah. So maybe that's Pshat Reb Shimon also by us. That since the meat or the limb is still attached to the behemoth, it's called like a Baal Chai. That's why it's not Mekabel Tumah. Omalei, she said like this, Mura Mura. Ella, the Gemara said this, the Sheet of Gis, Ella. Ella, Omalei, Amitzi Yosa. Maybe Reb Shimon is going on the middle part of the Mishnah. Maybe like this. It says, Nishchotah behemoth. Did you shech this behemoth? So, Hukshra Bedomeho. Then the meat becomes huksha Mekabel Tumah from the shechit to divrei Rabbi Meir. If Shimonai Malay huksha, no, it doesn't become huksha. It doesn't become huksha. So on this, the question is why not? On Rabbi Yechonon, my time of Shimon, what's the reason of Rabbi Shimon? On Makru, on this, he went to say, the pasuk says, Mikolo oichol ashei yochol. That means oichol shati yochol achil lacherim. Food that's possible to give even to a goy, kori yochol, that's called the food. But over here, since it has a shame, Eva Menachai over here, Oichol, Shiat, Yochol Achil Lacherim, here, since this is Eva Menachai, it's Nisi even to give it to a goy, and a Kori Oichol is not called food. So that's why, even though you shech the mother, you shech the behemoth, the piece of meat is not Huch Shekabel Tumah. Meaning to say it's not called an Oichol, it can't be a Mekabel Tumah at all. So Mar says, no, the Duma may be time of Rabbi Shimon Behi. Maybe the reason of Rabbi Shimon over here, the reason why Shechita doesn't help you is Ika de Rava, Ika de Rabbi Yechanan. For different swords we had before, Rashi says, to Willem, maybe B'nai Kabul, maybe no, maybe Hashem really holds that food that you can't give to a guy is still called a food. The reason why here is, Kedirab, Rashi says, Nishum B'yayim B'hayim Manas is a Yad leHechsher, because the B'hayim is not a Yad to give Hechsher into the Ever, like Reb Yechonon, B'hayim Yad leHechsher B'chlal, there's no Yad leHechsher, that's why the Hechsher of the Shrita doesn't help for this Ever. But you have no proof to say it's not Mekabel Tumah at all. So Mura says, Elo Rabin Liyelo Ma Seifa, Tay is going on the Seifa. Rashi Yitma the Rabasi, a Seifa the Mafis Nitma. And like this, Falav or Eva is not going on the Eva, because that taker has a Din Tumah. It's an Eva Minachai. Elo Rabos is going on the meat. It was like this, Meisra Behema. He had a piece of meat hanging off the Behema. And then the Behema died. So it says, the Mishnah says, Abos Atzor Hechsher. The Tanakam holds his boss now is called an Eichel. It could be Mekabel Tumah, but it needs Hechsher. We have Shimon Mitar, but Shimon says, no, it's Tahor. It can't be Mekabel Tumah. Why? On the Rebbe Yechonon, my time, what's the reason of Rebbe Shimon over here? On Makro, the Prophet says, Mikol Oichol Asher Yochol. The Dash in Oichol Shat Yochol Achil Lacherim Kor Yochol. Food that's edible leads to a goy, has no Yisr, Bosom and Achai, it's Mekabel Tumah. But Oichol Shiat Yochol Achil Lacherim, over here, this piece of meat, since it's considered like it has an Isser of Boston Menachai, came up when it was alive. It's also to feed even to a guy. Therefore, in the Kori Eichel, it's not called the food. and therefore this cannot be mekabel to masaychlin. That's why Rabbi Shimon says tor, meaning the basar remains tor. That's why the yev attacker is tamei, but the basar remains tor. Now the Mishnah says, ha'ever v'habasar hamadodolim v'yodim. What's going to be by a man if he has a limb or a piece of meat hanging? So tohurim, calls the man if attached to the person, the person's alive, it's tor, it has no tumas meis on it. Meisod, let's say the person dies, sa'abasar tor. The basar is tor, it's not called basar min ha'meis. It's called like it came off before the person died, and therefore it has no tumah that meat. So even metame mishameva minachai. But even though when the person dies, it's considered like the eva, the limb came off before, okay? It's like eva minachai that has tumah. But v'yena metame mishameva minameis, but doesn't have an issa eva minameis. Because we hold misa oisa nipple, when he dies, it's like it came off before. And there's a difference between what we had before, eva minachai and eva minameis. These are words of Rabbi Meir. Again, Rabbi Shimon Matar, Rabbi Shimon says, no, it's Tor. Okay, we'll have to see again exactly what Rabbi Shimon means to say it's Tor. Now, it was like this. Again, Rabbi Shimon, Monashah, was Rabbi Shimon hold over here? Was Rabbi Shimon say it's Tor? He says a nipple, if when the person dies, he makes nipple like it came off before he died. So, Tamim Mishim Eva Menachai, Korpon of the Eva, Shavtum Eva Menachai. V'en Misa'is nipple, if the Misa does not make a nipple, if it's not called like it came off before he died, so Tamim Mishim Eva Menameis, a Korpon of the Eva, should have Tumah. The Gemara says, Rabbi Shimon b'yal makoy. Rabbi Shimon is going not in this case, but all over. He's going like this, a different case. That the Kama Tanakama, Tanakama says, "Ha'ever metam mishum ever menachai." In the Chaim, this ever has tum ever menachai. Meaning, when the person dies, we look as if this limb came off before he died. So it's called an ever menachai. And the yain metam mishum ever menameis doesn't have tumas ever menameis. Alma, what do we see? Ever hameis b'yal metama. That an eva from a mace does have tumah. That's what a Tanakama holds. Even though it doesn't have any basar on it, you don't have to have the kasayas of meat, just the eva itself has tumah. On this, Yomle Rabbi Shimon, no. Eva ha-mace b'yamalei metame, no. The eva of a mace without basar on it has no tumah. That's the machlokes. A regular eva min ha-mace, does it have tumah or not? Yeah. Only if it has a kazayas basar, it's tamei mishum basar. If it doesn't have basar on it, even though it has a shem eva, it has no tumah, so that's the machlokes. Yeah. The time went like this. Omer Reb Elezer, Shemati heard over Sheva min hachai metame. Yes, it is tamei. Omer Reb Yeshua, min hachai v'loy min hameis. Only if it came up when he was alive and not after he died. V'kal v'chayma. A person is alive, that he has no tumah. His body is not tummy then. Eva a person may not tummy. If the limb comes off when he's alive, the limb has tumah on it. Mace, when the person dies, should tummy, he himself is tummy. Le kol shechem, that the Eva comes off, should also be tummy. Is it back to know? Because of Megillus Tainus, it says in Megillus Tainus, in this sefer, Megillus Tainus, Pischa Ziri. That it says, Pischa Ziri is small, Pesach like. She says, "Yes, I'm Pesach Ziri. Pesach Sheni Shabir means Pesach Sheni. That you bring an ear. That's called Pesach Ziri. The Pesach was born an ear. The Lemitzvah. You shouldn't say he has paid in them. Ho Rabba, Mashmalo Pesach Rishin. The Pesach you bring an Isin. Mashmalo Lemitzvah. You do say has paid in. How could that be? El Kol Dechen. It's a Kol Shen Kol Shechen. That you don't say has paid in a Pesach Rishin. So Achinam Mikol Dechen. It was not a Kol Shechen." That if you hold an Eva min hameis has Eva min achai has tumah, it's a kosher, an Eva min hameis should also have tumah. Or Malay said, no, kach shemat, this is what I heard, that it doesn't have. Or Mayik, what could be the difference now between Eva min achai and Eva min hameis? Kizayis bosor, the etzim kisera. What could be the difference? Haporish mi Eva min achai, ika benayim. That's the difference. That from an Eva min hachai, it's only tumah out of the Eva. But just the basar by itself, just the etzim by itself, has no tumah. But an eva min hameis, it has tumah. The tenam alone is this: kizayis basar perish meva min achai, kizayis of meat that came off from a meis. There are eva a perish min achai. We have less than metame, yes. And the chunin ben akon Rabbi Yeshua metame says it's tor. Etzim kisera ha perish meva min achai. Let's say a bone that came off from an eva min achai. We have the chunin ben metame says it's tamei. But less than Yeshua metayrim. So Moshe said, "Hashtu v'yaslach." When you come onto this, bein Tanakam l'Rabbi Shimon Nami, of course, there'd be a difference. Kizayis Bosor, the Yetzim Kisari Kavanah, it's also a difference. But it has a tum, will also be a difference, as Eva Min Achai or Eva Min Hames. That as Eva Min Hames, it doesn't have this tumma. Eva Min Hames is only tumma, though Eva by itself. But just the Kizai is Bosa Sheboy, just the Yetzim Kisari has no tumma. But as Eva Min Hames, it would have the tumma. It's from the Mace. So, therefore, if you have a Kazayis Mithya by itself, that has Tumah. If you have an Etzim Kisara by itself, that also has Tumah. Say, Nechanami. Nechanami, we want this, but what we said before in the Shimon, that's still true. As Shimon holds that only an Eva Menachai has Tumah, not an Eva Menames. An Eva Menames has no Tumah according to Rabbi Shimon. Yeah. Alright, we'll stop here. So, Nechanami, that's back of the Yemes, according to Rabbi Shimon. Now, the last part of the Gemara just goes to explain the Mishnah. So what's the difference between Eva Min Achai and Eva Min Hames? This is the difference. Whether the Kizai is Bosa Shiboy or the Yesem Kisara by itself. We'll continue on the other side. So wait till the end of the tape and then turn over. We'll continue on the other side.